today I'm here with Liz Rackley. And Liz was a competitor in the Games in 1974. So, Liz, can you tell us a little bit about your experience at the Games?
Sure. I was part of the New Zealand boxing team. We were a team of 9 fighters, I think, back then. My father, also Liz Rackley, was the coach. We had a reasonably successful tournament with 4 medals out of the 9 guys, 3 bronze and a silver. I was one of the bronze medal winners. That was back, my weight then was middleweight, which was 77 kilos. I would barely turn 19, so my recollections are probably tarnished a little bit with the memory, but back in those days I was quite a shy 19-year-old, so I probably didn't get the full joy of the experience, but I just do remember it being an incredible occasion. I remember back in the day, which wouldn't happen now, how we're allowed to, as competitors, go and visit other venues. So I was fortunate enough to be in the stand when Dick Taylor won his 10,000 metres, and also for the 1500 that Fulbert Baye won, which was an astonishing record breaker at the time. And it was also good for me because Rod Dixon, from Nelson, where I'm from, got 4th. And I think he also came pretty close to breaking the world record as a 4th place. So that was pretty incredible. We had a really tight unit as the boxing team. It was a fantastic experience. It was really a great experience. And it's not until you get older and you reflect on these things that you realise how valuable it was. I haven't seen any of the guys that I competed with since the end of 74. I stopped boxing after the Comm Games and focused on playing rugby, but because of a rugby injury I started boxing again and fought once more at the end of 74 for the New Zealand Championships, and after that I hadn't competed since. So it's 50 years since I've seen any of my fellow competitors, so I'm quite looking forward to catching up with those. But yeah, overall it was a pretty special experience, and it was the friendly games. It was lovely. Janie Parkhouse, I remember her gold. The weightlifting guys, Tony Ebert, a guy I caught up with later in life through business. Just a tremendous occasion and a wonderful time to be there. And the friendly games was a true reflection of it. And subsequently with the security and the hassles that go on around the world, that will never be replicated again. And also I think these days athletes, as soon as their event is over, they head off to whatever they're doing next. And so we all stayed around until the bitter end, and it was fantastic. A very, very memorable occasion.
Well, that's fabulous. Thanks so much for sharing your story with us, Liz. That's a really great success rate that your boxing team had too, mm-hmm. and your dad being the
trainer.
The trainer. How cool is that?
Yeah, it was.
It was great experience. So,
he did 2 Commonwealth Games. He did Brisbane, I think, in World Having 74, so Brisbane would have been 82.
Yeah.
He did that as well.
That's great. Excellent. Well, thanks again for your story.
My pleasure.
Fabulous.
Okay, bye-bye.